Hello there, dear mom. My name is Deb Weekly. I'm with a ministry called Help Club for Moms. And I had a dream not too long ago where the Lord told me so clearly, tell the moms that I love them. And it was such a strong dream. I woke up and I immediately got up. I texted it to myself. I said, don't forget this. Tell the moms in your community. And now God spoke to me, and I wrote this plan for you version, but he really wants me to tell you how much he loves you. And so I feel like the Lord gave me this plan for you version, and it's just little words of encouragement that the Lord has given to me as I have been praying for moms, for you, for the moms in our community at Help Club, for all the moms joining me here, anyone who might read this now or 10 years from now, that the words that I write would help these moms to understand how much God loves them. And I love Jesus so much, and I love the Bible, and I love how God talks in Ephesians 3. It's the Apostle Paul, but the Holy Spirit is speaking through him. And it's so interesting because he talks about the fact that we have to pray to even understand the love of Jesus. That's how much he loves us. And it says it right here in Ephesians 3. I'm going to start in verse 16 through 19. And it says, I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Isn't that a beautiful scripture? God says we have to pray to even understand the love of Jesus. So powerful. I also love in 1 Corinthians 13 when it talks about the fact that we are fully known right now, right where you are in your life, even if you feel that no one else knows you, no one else sees you, no one else understands you. Jesus does. You're fully known by him. I'm going to read this scripture to you. It's so beautiful. And it's 1 Corinthians 13, verse 9. And it says, For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now we see only as a reflection in as in a mirror, which back then mirrors were very dull. They weren't bright like they are today, right? So the word says in verse 12, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12, For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror, then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. So what the scripture says, it's so powerful. And it says that right now, there's no way we can understand how known we are by Jesus, how much we are loved by Jesus. But we're supposed to pray to understand that love. And then someday when we get to heaven, we are going to know fully how much he loved us. And guys, when you understand the love of Jesus even a little bit more on this earth, you'll be a better mom, a better wife if you're married, a better daughter, a better daughter-in-law, a better friend, a better woman of God, because you will operate from a place in your life, in your heart, of confidence and strength because you know that you're fully loved and you're fully known. You'll know that Jesus gets you, he sees you on your good days and your bad days, and he loves you just the way you are. And he wants you to come to him. He wants you to come to him just as you are and say, Jesus, help me to understand your love. Help me to understand how fully you know me. Help me to understand you more. And I promise you guys, as you pray, praying, even if you just prayed Ephesians 3, that God would help you to understand the wide and long and high and deep love of Jesus Christ, you would be so happy with how your life will change, how your mothering will change, how everything in your life will change, because you will be stronger and more confident, and you will be more restful. You'll let go of control more easily because you will understand the love of Jesus. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for my dear one listening today. Thank you that she found this plan on YouVersion. Thank you for the YouVersion Bible app. Lord, I pray that as she's going through this plan, that she will hear these words of encouragement from you, and that you will speak to her, Lord. You are the voice that she needs to hear. She needs to know how much you love her from you, Holy Spirit. Speak to her. Help her to know that she's fully known and fully loved, and that you are with her. Lord, let this love change her. Let her even begin to have new revelations as she's reading this plan of your love. Give her wisdom for her life. Give her the power that she needs from your Holy Spirit to live the life you've called her to live. Help her to be more peaceful, to be stronger, to be more loving, to be more confident, and more faith-filled as she reads through this plan and beyond. I pray that things would break off of her as she is reading this plan. I pray, God, that your Holy Spirit would change her, God, and that she would encounter you every time she reads, every time she listens to the podcast being read, or if she just reads, every time she's in your word. Especially your word is the most important thing of any words on this earth. Your word is the most important words we could ever read. So God, give her encounters with you. Speak to her. Be so real to her. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for being here. I love you. Thank you for being here in this plan. I'm praying for you. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening.